Okay, so at this point, we were talking about Marine Life Interviews, but unfortunately, we couldn't find that on Disney Plus. So we are going to go straight to Lou, which was the paired with Cars 3. Lou is, and unfortunately, it's sad that it's paired with Cars 3, because Lou is actually a really good short.
It is, actually.
Yeah, like, so there is a bully who likes to steal other kids' stuff because, you know, it tells a backstory, like, at the end of the short, like, you know, how he had stuff stolen from a bear stolen from him. So he takes things off of the kids. Now, Lou is basically a monster who lives in the Lost and Found box, who, you know, is all sorts of other stuff that, you know, this kid has basically pinched off people. So he decides to go after the kid and, you know, try and get some of this stuff back. And but then shows him the bear that he had taken off him and that he had that the entire time. And he would only give it back to him if he hands back all the other stuff from the Lost and Found box, which he's already taken off other people. So, yeah, so the bully goes around, hands all the stuff back, and the thing is that Lou is made up of all the stuff that's in the Lost and Found box. So as he gives back the last couple of things, you know, Lou disappears and all that's left is the bear.
Yeah.
So
it definitely does feel like it would belong in the Toy Story universe, even though that this was paired up with Cars 3. You have these sentient objects who come to life. You have this kid who kind of acts like Sid, who just is very neglectful and uncaring about other people to the point in which he would just take their stuff instead of, like, you know, disassembling it and making it into something else. He just takes it because, you know, he wants it. So we have a case in which when Lou, that is basically made up a whole bunch of things, baseball, basketball, jump rope, a sweater, a DS video game, a whole bunch of things. And one of the things that we saw in the beginning is that, you know, Lou would come by and gather up all this stuff and put in the Lost and Found so that the children can be able to play. And then we have the boy, I think his name is JJ, because that's what it says in both his underwear and on the teddy bear. So JJ is just taking all of the stuff from the kids and having it to himself, and Lou is not happy with it. So yeah, we do get this interesting lesson about how, you know, taking all this stuff is wrong and that you should be respectful. And, you know, very similar to Toy Story, in which the sentient objects come to life and you know, kind of like bombard him, very similar to how Woody and the toys bombarded Sid in the first movie.
Yeah, it's kind of like his I mean, the fact that, you know, this cat, you know, JJ, you know, would have seen, like, Lou for the first time, I don't think he, I mean, I think he slightly flinched, but I think he was more concerned about the fact that, you know, he'd got all the other stuff, you know, from his bag before, you know, he thought, a ghost, you know, like, it's just like, I was very surprised that he had that reaction first before anything else. But,
yeah.
So, yeah, that was kind of strange. But, you know, like, besides that, like, it's a short that takes place in a, you know, it only takes place in a playground, like,
yeah,
you know, only a small amount of space, too. I mean, mind you, they only being, like, 5-10 minute shorts, you know, like, you don't really need that much space.
Yeah,
to kind
you
of
don't
play
really need that
really
much. It's usually in, like, one surrounding, so.
Exactly.
Yeah, nothing too much in terms of, like, a playground that you would see in an elementary school where a bunch of kids are running around and playing. So, yeah, not much in terms of the setting, but, you know, I mean, it makes a lot of sense why there would be a Lost and Found there, because kids lose stuff all the time.
Well, yeah, there's also Lost and Found places at schools. So,
yeah,
like, yeah, I mean, like, there you go. So, like, it's a relatable scenario. It's a relatable story. It's a relatable, you know, it's a down to earth short, which I think Pixar do very well in, I think,
yeah,
in regards to that stuff. So, yeah, I mean, like, by the way, it looks, you know, the action in it also is pretty good as well.
Yeah.
Like, it makes me wonder, like, you know, would Lou have made a good movie? You know, like, I would look at it and think, you know, I'm pretty sure when we came to the end of when we first watched this, you know, like, because we did actually watch some of these shorts, you know, previously.
Right.
And I remember coming to, like, you know, like, Lou could have easily been, like, one of Pixar's movies.
It could have, like, been, yeah.
I mean, I know there's some people who compare it to Toy Story and stuff like that, but, you know, like, I don't know, like, I would think that's, you know, Lou, you know, also, would it be kind of a bit like Wall-E, I guess, in a way? Would you give Lou a voice? You know, like, would you have, like, you know, JJ kind of, like, you know, being, you know, the, getting some, like, celebrity kid actors to kind of, like, you know, narrate everything that's going on?
I don't know.
Like, you know, it's,
I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, it's definitely a really good short. Whether it be a good movie, I'm not sure. But I think that we got something pretty good out of it in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a shame that it had to be paired up with Cars 3 out of all things.
Yeah, well, I mean, as far as I'm aware, Cars 3 did reasonably well. So I think, you know, I think some people at least saw it.
Yeah,
so
that's true, but it wasn't as a success compared to Cars 1. It did better than Cars 2, though, I think.
Yeah.
But yep, check out Lou. See for yourself on why people really do enjoy it, even though it's paired up with a movie that's not that great.
Well, anyway, it's the short itself, I think.
Yeah, the short itself is pretty good. So yeah, check it out.